The Oregon Honey Festival takes over the Elks Lodge in Ashland tomorrow, Saturday. As the name implies, there will be multiple chances for attendees to sample the wares of bees, but lots of other ways to observe and honor pollinators as well. And those include art in a number of genres. Our next guest worked in several streams of art in putting together a project called Equilibrium Rites, art, ritual, and activism combined in the work, all created by Misha Goldberg, an artist and activist from Eugene in the Rogue Valley for the convention and here in the studio with me. Welcome, Misha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Tell us a bit about yourself. You're a New Yorker originally from Queens. What ended up bringing you to Oregon at long last?
Well, it was a circuitous route. I went to college in Maine and spent a few years in New Mexico and have been in Oregon the past 10 years. And pretty much after growing up in suburbia, I felt like escaping into the woods and into nature, which has really influenced me.
Well, given that you get to learn about nature in a place like Oregon, how much did you know about bees or pollinators until maybe the last couple of years?
Well, I haven't known very much. My first encounter was getting stung on my tongue after drinking a soda pop in elementary school. But I, you know, it's really with the media attention that's occurred over the past decade where I first started having my awareness opened up to what's going on and just slowly over time paying more attention to the bees around me and developing a relationship slowly in that way.
Well, it's great that you can even have a relationship with bees. That's a terrible first impression of bees, to get stung on the tongue. You may be the first person I've ever met who had that happen to them.
Well, the brilliant thing is that bee stings are actually this alternative therapy that's really have helped a lot of people with disease because it stimulates the immune system so that your immunity is awakened to attack other diseases through the body. So, you know, while there's an initial fear or pain there, it's actually, there's a lot of health benefits too.
So people seek out bee stings in those therapies?
Yeah, and many bee stings.
Wow. That's pretty unusual. Your art seems to fall in a number of genres. Give us an idea of the kinds of work you do.
Well, I'm primarily a painter, and I've been showing in galleries for about 4 years. And really, over the past couple of years, I've done portraits of my friend Joanna Brooke, who has done this project with me, and I wanted to paint her, and she had done these really lovely prayers and poems for bees, and so I portraited her covered in bees, and so that was kind of the first entryway into that. And then in formulating this project, I wanted to still deal with the issue of the bees, however, create something that was really dynamic and a project that just didn't take inspiration from the bees, but really went into their world and try and have an experience and a deeper understanding of the issues that they're facing.
So how much brainstorming, how much and how much discussion with other people, if not just with yourself, did it take to come up with the idea that became Equilibrium Rites?
Well, it was originally formed with Joanna, and then I actually had really great resources here in Ashland from Laura B., who has Honey Culture Radio program here in Ashland and College of the Milisai. I worked with Sharon Schmidt of the Oregon Honey Festival, and I did an artist residency in New Hampshire at the Star and Snake to help formulate the ritualistic aspect of the project. And then also I did a Kickstarter in December, and 76 people helped raise money to fund the project. So I really, they've been amazing. There's been amazing support all throughout, people contributing art, money, honey, candles, kind of all over the place.
Anything made with something from bees and beeswax, right?
Yeah, people, you know, there's something really lovable about bees that once you, I think that so much enthusiasm has grown over the years because there's just this real old and intuitive understanding of how interdependent we are and dependent we are on them. You know, they've given us medicine through the years. They've pollinated our crops and allowed abundance of food for us through the years so that, you know, bigger city centers can thrive. And I think that's why they've been taken up as really a religious symbol throughout ancient cultures. Somewhere along the line, that's been lost. And I think that's part of what this kind of movement and momentum is about, is reevaluating the values of our culture, where we could uphold things that actually provide like a real virtue and benefit to us and sustenance.
Misha Goldberger is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, artist and activist from Eugene. She has created, it's hard to call it just an art project because it seems bigger than that. It combines art, ritual, and activism. It's called Equilibrium Rites. She'll be displaying parts of it at the Oregon Honey Festival in Ashland tomorrow. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange now at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So to help set this up a little bit, we are on the radio and it's a bit of a visual thing. Obviously, you're a visual artist, but we have lots of photographs and video that were shot by your people as you went on a walk through almond groves in Southern California, dressed in what appeared to be some sort of I don't know, priestess costume or something, for lack of a better term. Can you explain what that vision of it was about?
Initial impulse was to join the bees as they were being brought to the almond groves, because there's a million acres of almond trees that are planted through the Central Valley, and they require 80 billion bees to be brought there to pollinate, because every flower needs to be pollinated by a bee to turn into produce an almond. So about 80 billion bees is about 85% of our country's commercial honeybee population. So they're coming from Florida, Maine, all over the place. So we wanted, it became obvious that this is the happening of the bees. This is the biggest event in the whole, and biggest pollination event in the whole world in all of history.
And what was the number? 85% of the country's bees?
Yes.
Up to this? Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, and the almond industry has doubled over the past decade, and this past decade has been the decade of the die-offs, colony collapse, and so that parallel is we're making that parallel through this project. But we dressed all in like a honey gold robes and chose five different locations where we walk sun up to sundown. And we'd start with the ceremony at sunrise, and then walk pretty much all day, 20 miles a day. And in a lot of these places, all these places, it's all agricultural area. So the only people around are really farmers and truckers and some beekeepers. So we walked along the sides of the roads. If you could picture how it looks when you drive in your car on the highway past farms, and there's just that kind of optical illusion of passing the rows. It was like that. It was many times endless. Sometimes we're walking through the orchards and there are petals raining down and littering all of the ground. And a lot of it is very barren of any other plant life other than the almonds. And this is a big issue of why there needs to be so many many bees trucked in, because the area is desert and there are resources dedicated towards planting of other kinds of forage where bees and wild bees can live there through the year. So it's kind of an example of how monocultures are really geared like a factory, where you only input exactly what you need. However, it's really heavily resource dependent of imported resources and not sustainable. And so there have been a big shortage of bees over the past few years because there's not enough bees to pollinate all of the almonds. And they're still planting many more almond trees every year. And so I don't know what these people are really thinking.
So it's a lack of biodiversity is the reason that they have to seek out having the bees trucked in, because the bees aren't there naturally now.
It's very true. However, One reason for that is because it is desert and there are a lot of water issues. So I understand why farmers don't want to allocate water towards towards other plantings. However, it's just indicative of just how unsustainable it is to have such intensive farming in that area.
So when you set out to do Equilibrium Rights and take the five different 20-mile walks through the almond groves, I mean, did you do a lot of planning and arrange this with the farmers in advance or just sort of show up and get started?
Yeah, we just kind of showed up like apparitions. And, yeah, lots of people stopped and wanted to talk to us or take pictures. And it was definitely a kind of a spectacle. And we're kind of drumming and singing and stopping to talk to people and interview farmers and beekeepers. And I thought that it really gave me faith and a love for art and the vehicle of art, because I think if we came as just activists, then there would be an inherent criticism of the people and they would feel protective of their land and practices. But everyone was so friendly to us. And I think it's because there is a certain amount of play, but also the beauty of art, I think, breaks down some of the barriers. And once we told people that we had traveled 10 hours, that we had put all this energy into it, I think that conveyed something of the dedication and love that we felt for the bees. So by the end of our conversations, oftentimes they'd be offering us oranges and water and wishing us well, which is not something that I necessarily expected.
Misha Goldberg is our guest on The Exchange, an artist and activist from Eugene. She set up it's a project for sure, involves art and a lot of other aspects too, of having people dressed in honey gold robes walking through almond groves in Southern California, in a sense mimicking the tracks of the bees as they pollinated the almond groves. That was earlier this year, wasn't it?
In February.
Okay. And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So very much a visual stopper for a lot of people. And you mentioned a lot of them stopped to talk to you. Did they ask things like, what religion is this, or questions like that?
Yeah, I think a few people thought we were a cult, which is amusing. And then some people stopped and asked us, are you praying for the earth? And I thought that was... obviously we communicated something well in the visual design. But so, yeah, all the interactions were really friendly. And even at the end of the whole walk, we stopped and did a final ceremony in a field. And the people ended up coming out in their ATVs and asking us what we're doing. And it turned out that field was the largest, one of the largest beekeepers in the whole country. So
how many people went with you then? I mean, you had people who traveled with you from Eugene down to the groves?
Yeah, it was me and five other people walking, and then a driver and a photographer.
So there was art certainly connected to the walk, and you have, I guess, there's a film you'll be showing tomorrow at the Oregon Honey Festival in Ashland?
Yeah, we'll be premiering our film Equilibrium Rights that has interviews and just a lot of great visual information.
And you have been painting, but you mentioned some of the paintings you've done already. Is there some painting that also emerged directly from what you did with Equilibrium Rights?
Yeah, that was another part of the concept, is to create paintings from the experience, since I'm primarily a painter. And that show is currently up at the Hive Gallery in downtown LA. There's a show, there's eight paintings inspired by the walk and kind of about the bees, but also very much about the personal experiences that people had, that the people on the walk had, because I think that as much as it's a critique of these larger economic systems, it's also not a critique, but an exploration of a kind of personal transformation that it takes to really view ourselves as part of nature and have a real caring for the other living beings around us. And so that shows up at the Hive until August 26th. I also co-curated a group show of about 20 artists from around the world with the gallery director, Nathan Cartwright, a show called Honey and Venom that is all about the bees. And you could see all those artworks up at hivegallery.com.
It's a very interesting gallery. It looks like it's got a lot of sort of bee-related work in it.
Yeah, they've kind of taken up that flag 11 years ago because there are all artist studios in the back that are like little honeycomb hives that people are busy away working in. So they've been carrying that flag a long time, and it's such a great space. I was super happy to have the show there.
Grab the headphones if you would. I think we can sneak in a phone call here from Rick and Eugene before we go. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Misha Goldberg.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. Ms. Goldberg, I wanted to ask you, do you foresee this project as being carried over in the future, or was your experience with this project something that you feel will affect you artistically in the future?
All right. Thanks for the question, Rick.
Well, what I would love the very most is if that could serve as some kind of inspiration or model for other people to take up similar engagements in their communities that can make bold statements, that can take risks, that can find ways to engage and creatively with these points of crisis. Certainly this project was one of the best things I've ever had the opportunity to do. And I really feel struck by the muse with it. And so I hope the muse comes back strongly for whatever other projects. But I think it sets the bar for me of what is possible with art. And it's about taking risks, really putting yourself out there, really engaging with the world in a way that is, that's fresh and trying to really find and understand the world, understand our place in it.
Equilibrium Rights will be presented in part a film about it tomorrow at the Oregon Honey Festival, which is tomorrow at the Elks Lodge in Ashland. You can find more film snippets online at Misha's website, link through our site at jeffexchange.org.